Chapter 10, Epilogue. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Acts 1, verse 14. The final reference in Scripture to Mary is in Acts chapter 1. Then they, the apostles, returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room, where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Verses 12 to 14. This, the only reference to Mary after the Lord's ascension, is suitably understated. One single sentence is all that we have about the remainder of her life. No fuss is made of Mary, no specific status is assigned to her. She is mentioned neither first nor last in the list, just one of the faithful continuing with one accord in prayer and supplication. Her supplications very likely had a special intensity in view of these circumstances, but they are presented as no more important than those of the others. The reference to our Lord's brothers suggests that the crucifixion had a powerful influence on them, overpowering their earlier disbelief. This must have added to Mary's joy and contentment as she celebrated the resurrection of her son. It seems appropriate that our last glimpse of Mary this side of our Lord's return is of a woman joined in prayer with other faithful saints. We first met Mary as a devout teenager in Galilee. And as we take our leave of her, she is a devout grandmother living with John and worshiping with the apostles. Did Mary continue to live in Jerusalem with John, or did she eventually return to her other children in Nazareth? We cannot be certain. Both Nazareth and Jerusalem must have been places about which Mary would have had mixed feelings. In all the references to John in Acts, he is a resident of Jerusalem. The only reference to John outside of Acts and the books attributed to him is in Galatians 2, verses 1 to 9, where it is also stated that he dwelt in Jerusalem. Did he stay with Mary in her declining years until she fell asleep? Again, we cannot be certain. All that has been revealed is that Mary and her children were united with the brothers and sisters who constituted the ecclesia of the living God, waiting for the return of her son from heaven. It is hoped these thoughts have helped the reader to come to know Mary a little better. She is a wonderful example for all, and especially for the young, for mothers, for those who have known poverty, for those who have suffered for their faithfulness, for those who know the anguish of a divided household, for those who have lost a son. In short, she is an inspiration to all who would serve their God with their whole heart, mind, and soul. It is sad that the errors of an apostate system might at times have diminished our regard for her. In recognizing these errors about Mary for what they are, however, we must not fail to observe that the Bible does ascribe to her an exalted status. We must give Mary her due. We must not allow ourselves to entertain a grudge against the mother of our Lord because some enthusiasts for her have given her more than her due. The mother of our Lord Jesus Christ was not immaculate, and she is not now in heaven. Mary is nevertheless blessed and highly favored. We find in Mary a noble woman, fit for the great calling that came to her, a woman genuine and selfless, of great strength of character and power of endurance. But she is truly woman with human limitations, sometimes uncomprehending, and having to suffer rebuke. She had to experience a growing separation from her son, only to be brought to him at last with fuller understanding, a tested faith, and a loftier love. This is no unearthly and immaculate being, but a real woman capable of error, but rising to heights of love. She is blessed indeed above woman, and happy will she be in that joy which will be hers forever at her son's return. Mary is an inspiring woman who deserves our admiration. She occupies a central role in God's plan of reconciliation for perishing mankind. She is a focal point for many of the promises of God in the Old Testament. While at a personal level, she is an excellent role model for all the faithful. We would do well to capture a measure of her steadfast faith and commitment.